Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the seventh Ali in Parsha's Tazria Metzaira, that's Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Tezayin. And the Pasuk says, V'ish, and a man, ki seitzim menu shech vazara, if semen comes from him, v'rochatz b'mayim es kol basari, he should immerse all of his flesh in water, v'tomei ad ha'arav, he's going to be tomei till the evening. V'chol beged v'chol ar, any garment or leather, asher yia olav shech vazara, that has semen on it, v'chubas b'mayim v'tomei ad ha'arav, it should be washed in water, and it's going to be tomei till the evening. V'isha, and a woman, asher yishkav ish aysa shech vazara, if a man should have relations with her, they shall wash in water and they shall be tummy till the evening. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yod Ches, v'rachatzu b'mayim, gzeiras melech hi shetetma ha'isha b'biya. This is a gzeiras melech. This is a gzeira from Hashem that a woman becomes tummy through relations. It's not because she touched Shech Vazara, because this is something that touched her insides. It hasn't come out of her, it's inside of her. So the reason why she's tummy because of relations is because Hashem said so. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Ches, v'isha, and a woman, kitiya zava, if she has a discharge or flow from her, dam yazayv b'psara, it's blood which is flowing from her. Shivas yamim tia benidasa, for 7 days she's in a state of nida. V'chalan agea ba yitma ad arev, anyone that touches her is going to be tummy till evening. Let's see Rashi of your pasuk yoteski tia zava, if she has a flow or a discharge come from her. Yachol meachem mikal v'ereya, you may think that if this discharge comes from any one of her limbs, she's going to be tummy. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says v'hi gilsa es makar dameha. Ein dam metame el haba min ha-makar, blood that comes from a woman is not going to be metame unless it comes from the makar, from the source, which is her uterus. Dam yazav b'psara, blood is flowing from her flesh. Ein zav akar Zoiv Latame, flow or discharge coming from her is not considered something which is Tame, Elim Kane Hu Adoim, unless it's red. Benidasa, she's in her state of Nida. What does that mean? What does Nida mean? Kemai, for example, the Pasuk says, Umi Tevel Yeniduhu, they will banish him from the world. Shehi Menuda Mimaga Kol Adam, she is banished or she is separated from touching anyone. Tia Benidasa, a few Lai Rasa El Ria Rishaina, even if she only saw the first flow, she's Tame for 7 days. Even if she only saw one day, she's Tame for a full 7 days. Anything which she reclines on in her state of Nida, it will become Tamei. Anything which she sits on will become Tamei. Anyone that touches anything which she sat on, he shall wash his clothing and immerse himself in water and be Tamei till evening. Anyone that's going to touch a Kli which she sat on, he should wash his clothing and immerse himself in water and will be Tamei till the evening. And if he is on that which she's reclining on or the Kli which she's sitting on and he's touching it, yitma ad arif, he's going to be tummy till the evening also. Vim shachav yishkav ish aysa, and if a man lies with her, has relations with her, uti nidasa olav, and her nida is on him, v'tame shivas yamim, he's tummy for 7 days, v'chal mishkav ash yishkav olav yitma, and anything which he reclines on will become tummy. V'isha, and a woman, ki yazuv zoiv dama yamim rabim, should she have a flow of blood for many days, v'lo yas nidasa, outside the time of her nida, oi ki tazuv al nidasa, or if she has a flow past her nida state. Kol yimei zoiv tumasa, all the days of her tummy flow, ki mei nidasa tia, should be just like the days of her nida, tamei ahi, she's tamei. Now we're not talking about a nida anymore, we're talking about a zava, and we're going to explain what that is in a second. Kol mishkav asher tishkav olav kol yimei zoiva, anything which she's going to recline on all the days of her ziva, kimishkav nidasa yela, will be just like something she reclines on in her days of nida. V'chol kli asher teshev olav, and any kli which she will sit on, tamei ye kibitumas nidasa, will become tamei just like the days of her nida. V'chol negeh bam yitma, anyone that touches them will become tamei, v'chives begad v'rachatz b'mayim v'tamei ad arev. He has to wash his clothing, immerse himself in water, and be tamei till evening. V'im tarim mizayva, when she becomes tar from her zayv, from her flow, and she counts 7 days for herself, and afterwards she becomes tahar. So what the Torah just described is called a zava. And in short, although nowadays we don't differentiate and any woman who's tameh because of a flow is called a nida, midai raisa, there's a difference between a nida and a zava. What we just learned is that a woman who sees dam is tameh for 7 days, immerses, brings a carbon, and then is tahar. That's called yimei nida. After the 7 days of yimei nida, she enters a state called yimei ziva. And if she sees a flow for 3 days, then she requires shivinakiyim, 7 clean days, which is the pasuk that we just read. And afterwards, she's going to immerse and bring a carbon, which is what we're going to learn about in the next pasuk. And we just learned about a woman who's called the Zava. So she's Tame. She has to count 7 nikiyim, 7 clean days. And after the 7th day, the pasuk tells us, and on the 8th day, she has to take 2 turtle doves or 2 young doves. She should bring them to the Kain, to the entrance of the Almaid. And the Kain shall perform them. One of them is a Chatas, one of them is a Oila. And the Kain shall bring about a Kapar. kapara for her in front of Hashem from the flow of her tuma. And you shall separate the Bnei Israel from their Tuma, and they shouldn't die because of their Tuma, when they're Metame my Mishkan, which is in their midst, which means that if a person goes into the Mishkan and they're Tame, so then they're Chayiv Misa, which is Kares. And the Parsha concludes, this is the law of the Zav, and one that has semen come from him, through which he becomes Tame, someone who's in a state of Nida, or flow comes from them, that was for the male and for the female, and for a man that will have relations with one that's Tameh. With this, we finish Parshas Tazria Metzairah. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.